Environmental and health advocates have been trying for years to force environmental regulators to crack down on ozone pollution in eastern Utah. Now, a federal appeals court has rejected their arguments. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Some winter days, pollution in the rural Uinta Basin rivals the smoggiest summer days in big cities like Los Angeles. Wild Earth Guardians and other green advocates have been prodding the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to order pollution cleanup plans that target energy industry emissions. But an appeals court agreed with regulators this week that there wasn't enough solid proof of an ozone problem in the basin's energy fields. Jeremy Nichols works for Wild Earth Guardians, which brought the suit.
The unfortunate thing is that everybody recognizes, even the EPA now recognizes, that the monitoring data shows there's a very serious problem. Public health is languishing while the regulators drag their feet.
The environmentalists say they'll keep pressing the issue based on more recent pollution data and tougher ozone standards due next fall. The Utah Division of Air Quality hopes to avoid a regulatory crackdown in the future. Brock Adams is the DAQ's deputy director, and he says state regulators are working with industry, Indian tribes, and other regulators to cut pollution.
We're not after cutting production. What we're after is trying to reduce the emissions per unit of production. That's the challenge.
The Western Energy Alliance, an industry group, joined the DAQ in applauding the D.C. Appeals Court ruling. The group credited new state and federal regulations and voluntary measures for lowering basin pollution already. Judy Fays, KUER News.